Good morning, I'm Rashan Gidwani. It's Thursday, the 26th of January, 2023. In our trade of the day, Phillips security research analyst Zane Awe has a buy on Lion Phillip SRE ETF. The buy price is 0.945 Singapore dollars. The stop loss is 0.930 Singapore dollars. And you can take profit at one Singapore dollar. Singapore stocks jumped higher on Wednesday with real estate investment trusts leading the gainers as investors returned after the Chinese New Year holidays. The benchmark Straits Times Index rose 1.8% or 59.06 points to close at 3,352.77. Wall Street stocks mostly slipped on Wednesday, pulling back on concerns over lackluster company earnings and ahead of key economic data released later this week. Singapore's CPI, all items inflation, or headline inflation, eased to 6.5% on a year-on-year basis in December, down from 6.7% in November. The lower headline inflation was mainly attributable to slower inflation in private transport. Private transport inflation moderated as car and petrol prices rose at a more gradual pace. Phillip Securities head of research Paul Chu says core inflation in Singapore remains stubbornly high. December core CPI rose 5.1% year-on-year unchanged for the past 3 months. However, on a month-on-month basis, core CPI is up 0.56%, the highest in 5 months. The current pace is higher than MAS expectations for 2023 of 2.5 to 3.5%. High inflation will lend some support to the Singapore dollar as MAS will not be reversing its tight monetary policy. For the upcoming April 2023 monetary policy statement, after three rounds of aggressive recenter of the exchange rate, we expect monetary policy to be looser but still increasing the slope of the exchange rate. Sea Limited is considering a sale of Vancouver-based indie developer Phoenix Labs as the Southeast Asian internet giant slashes costs and focuses on its core business. The company faces increasing pressure to cut costs with growth in its e-commerce and gaming business slowing after pandemic-era high. Sustainable engineering solutions provider Co Brothers Eco Engineering posted a 7% increase in net profit to 2.2 million Singapore dollars for the full year ended December 31st, 2022, up from 2 million Singapore dollars in the year ago period, according to a Wednesday bourse filing. This was on the back of higher revenues, up 15.9% to 209.4 million Singapore dollars, with both the engineering and construction and biorefinery and renewable energy segments seeing growth, the Catalyst listed company said. ComfortDelGro invested 4 million euros or 5.7 million Singapore dollars in a venture capital or VC impact fund dedicated to supporting startups in the sustainable mobility sector. The investment in Shift for Good was made through ComfortDelGro's 100 million US dollar VC fund. The firm believes the investment will accelerate the drive for sustainable mobility, said ComfortDelGro Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer Chung Siet Kian. Tesla said on Tuesday it would invest more than 3.6 billion US dollars to expand its Nevada Gigafactory complex with two new factories, one to mass produce its long-delayed semi-electric truck and the other to make its new 4680 battery cell. The cell plant would be able to make enough batteries for 2 million light-duty vehicles annually, including batteries using the 4680 type cell. Exchange operator Nasdaq Inc. missed Wall Street estimates for fourth quarter profit on Wednesday, hit by a slowdown in initial public offerings and higher business expenses. The Nasdaq Stock Exchange hosted only 18 IPOs in the fourth quarter, compared with 195 a year earlier. Apple has begun hiring employees for a retail push into Malaysia, preparing to bring its chain to the Asian nation for the first time. The move will bolster Apple's presence in Southeast Asia, where it already has stores in Thailand and Singapore. The company also recently started promoting job listings for its first location in India, which has been planned for several years. Boeing reported a loss in the fourth quarter of 2022 as it grappled with high costs that slowed its recovery, even as a late flurry of jet deliveries drove a surge in cash. The company's adjusted earnings per share stood at minus 1.75 US dollars, it said on Wednesday. Shares of Boeing fell 2.3% as at 8:20:22 a.m. New York time on Wednesday, before the start of regular trading there.